This is OPB. I'm Jeff Norcross. Around a dozen family farms in the arid Northwest produce a quarter of the country's alfalfa seed. That's a quarter of what's grown into one of America's biggest crop, one that feeds cows and livestock all over the world. That might sound staggering, but they don't do it alone. They have millions of tiny native helpers. Oregon Field Guide's Aaron Scott reports on a remarkable partnership.
Walla Walla County may just be the only place on Earth where you have to break for bees.
So you can see the signs here. There's actually a county ordinance to slow the cars down to go by here because a speeding car can kill a lot of alkali bees.
Mike Ingham is a third-generation alfalfa seed farmer outside Touchy, a small town in southeastern Washington's Walla Walla Valley. And he's giving me a tour of what sets the fields here apart from everywhere else in the country.
So this is a really newbie bet, and it has really taken off.
Ingham drives along what initially looks like a barren hillside of parched earth, surrounded by flowering alfalfa fields. But when you look closer, you realize it's not barren at all. It's the bee equivalent of high-density condos. Bees are crawling in and out of thousands of holes and darting through the air.
And if you look up over the horizon there, you can see there's just a fog of bees.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, this is a really good bee bed.
I think of a swarm of locusts or something.
Right.
I don't think I've ever seen insects that thick.
If you've ever seen a swarm of honeybees, only this is quite a bit larger. Yeah, nowhere else in the world would you see this.
When most American farmers need pollinators, they ship in European honeybees. But honeybees are total cheats when it comes to pollinating alfalfa's purple blossoms. They hate the way the stamen bops them on the head, so they sneak in from the side and steal the nectar without pollinating the flower. So most alfalfa seed farmers buy leafcutter bees from Canada, which can get quite expensive. But not in this small stretch of arid farms straddling the Washington-Oregon state line. Here, it's a little-known native, the alkali bee, with its mesmerizing iridescent stripes, who does most of the work.
What we can boast here is that these alfalfa seed growers here have yields on a per acre basis 50% greater than anywhere else that alfalfa seeds produced in the western United States.
Doug Walsh is an entomologist at Washington State University who works closely with the region's farmers.
It's just a beautiful system. It's neat that we figured out how to make it work.
One of Marsh's predecessors first noticed alkali bees' talent for pollinating alfalfa in the 50s, and he began working with farmers to capitalize on it. Like many native bees, alkali bees nest in the ground, preferring salty, moist soil. So farmers tried digging ditches at the top of salty slopes so the water would seep down naturally. Then they tried trenches filled with rock, soil, and water. In more recent years, they've refined a system of pumps and perforated PVC pipes that run under the ground. Cultivating the bee beds has become a way of life passed on through generations. Tim Wagner is the son of Mike Ingham's neighbor. He says one of his first jobs as a kid was scaring the birds away.
When the bees come out of the ground, the bees are all wet and they can't fly. They got to sit out of here like a little salamander on a rock trying to get warm. And the starlings will come in and gobble them up. So ever since I was a kid, you're always excited to come see the bees and watch them progress and work on the bee beds and expand and do different things.
And they have expanded. There's now a steady population of 18 million bees spread across multiple farms, thanks in no small part to the farmers' collaboration not just with each other, but with WSU's Doug Walsh on integrated pest management. Walsh tests for the least toxic pesticides, and farmers only spray when the harmful insects outnumber the beneficial ones by a certain ratio, and then only at night when the bees are asleep in their holes.
I sprayed this field a week ago with insecticide, and look at how many bees. There's millions of bees right here. I think it's a great opportunity to explain to the people that are anti-pesticide that we are friends of the fuzzies because we love these bees and we don't want to hurt them.
So while alkali bees have been sprayed and plowed out of fields elsewhere in the West, this is one small corner still alive with the buzz of native fuzzies. In Touchy, Washington, I'm Aaron Scott.